have a DMR repeater in Shepherd. Got it. Yeah, I don't really do anything with DMR. I do have a DMR HT I've had for years, but I've really done much with it. Mike. I reset last name. Wolfius or something. Yeah, he's a good dude. I know he spent a lot of time and effort getting that Greenville stuff going over there. I think he said he worked with somebody over in the phone or whatever to get some stuff all programmed and cans tuned and all that stuff. But he's running a GMRS and 77 meter, and apparently sounds like you're saying he's tied up with you guys too, so he's got all kinds of stuff going on over there. So yeah, good deal. Yeah, hopefully we're gonna get some raspberry pies from him one of these days, projects. I've got a bunch of them, so just get me a box of those. That reminds me, probably put them on there. Yeah, I can meet up with them. But. All right, yeah, appreciate it. Yeah, I might have changed how I was holding the mic or something. I'm not used to this type of radio, I guess. I'm used to my ASUS, and this is an ICOM. IP2720, as it is, so. And then we got a D-Star or whatever next to it. ICOM ID88H. Got a bunch of those in boxes sitting here for deployment and whatnot to connect to our D-Star repeater that shut down over a year ago. It wasn't really functional anyway. Replaced it with analog. So, something we actually all have. So, alright, well, I appreciate you coming back. Good chatting with you. Appreciate the signal report. And 73, it's KDA-DAX. Will be clear.
There's been a lot of D-Star stuff that's been shut off, so analog is definitely a common denominator, and I think for what we've done in the state, GMR, we got pretty good GMR coverage, so I guess the only other thing, as long as you're there programming in the radio, I would put our new Midland frequency in there, 147.22, 131.8 PL. KBSW.